Continuing now with our coverage of Libya, we want to go live to Tripoli, Libya, where we get a reaction, if not an update, from a man who describes himself as the official spokesperson for the Libyan government. Musa Ibrahim joins us once again. Good morning.
Good morning there.
So, Musa Ibrahim, I have to ask you right off the top, did you get your own Kalashnikov from Colonel Gaddafi yesterday?
Well, let's start by establishing the facts. It's not about getting a Kalashnikov, is it? As I speak to you right now, we are being bombarded and rocketed by the Western governments without giving us any chance to have any productive dialogue or any productive discussion about what is happening in Libya. For 3 weeks now, exactly 3 weeks, we have been asking the American government and other Western governments to send down to the ground observers, fact-finding missions to observe that we are not killing people, we are not harming civilians. And instead of sending fact-finding missions, these people are sending rockets and bombs. Civilians are being killed, buildings are being destroyed. It's a very sad situation, especially when a great country like the United States of America is following the lead of a France.
All right, all right. Well, you're sensitive to American egos there, Musa Ibrahim, and I find that very touching. But let's talk a little bit about this Kalashnikov program. Are you denying that Colonel Gaddafi handed out Kalashnikov rifles in Beni Walid yesterday, as our colleague David Kirkpatrick from the New York Times reported?
No, we are not denying it. We are proud of it. We are announcing it, and we are doing it. When your country is being attacked by many powerful countries, you want to defend it to the last man and woman. We are proud of our program to arm our people. We are not arming a militia. We are saying every single Libyan man and woman has the right to defend themselves against this foreign aggression. So we are proud of our program. We sent your reporters to Beni Walid to check that we are doing that. But my point is,
why didn't you send them to Benghazi?
Because Benghazi is a hostage under the armed militias who took it by force. Our tribes there, our people there are hostages, and we are trying to liberate them as peacefully and as calmly as possible. You stopped us from doing that. We liberated the cities of Azawiya, Misrata, Zwara, Ras Lanuf, Brega, Zintan, Ajdabia, and we were almost doing Benghazi the same, but you stopped us by this bombardment.
All right, Musa Ibrahim, let me just ask you then. Are you saying that the no-fly zone and that the air campaign is actually having an effect, effectively confronting Gaddafi forces?
Are you, John? May I ask you a question, John?
Sure.
In any American court of law, can you accuse someone of committing crimes? Can you then sentence them and punish them without investigating them and allowing them a chance to defend themselves? You have been accusing us of committing crimes against the humanity, and that's why.
Well, I didn't accuse you of anything.
No,
and again, yeah.
Not you. Sorry, not you. What I mean is the so-called international community.
Right. Well, look, this debate, Musa Ibrahim, is well known, and I don't want to repeat it here, even though I understand your sentiments. Can you just focus on the issue of the no-fly zone and the air campaign?
No,
are you saying it's been effective?
The heart, John, but this is the heart of the matter. We are being rocketed and bombarded every night. Our people are being killed because we don't have observers and fact-finding missions. And we've been asking for those for 3 weeks. This is not a detail of the matter you could dismiss. This is the heart of the matter.
All right, well, let's get to the heart of the matter today. Was there a shooting down of a Libyan airplane that violated the no-fly zone, a Libyan warplane?
We are the only party that announced a ceasefire. The rebels did not announce a ceasefire. The West never announced a ceasefire. We asked for people to come and check that we are observing
the
ceasefire.
But if you're saying that you're observing a ceasefire, are you denying that Colonel Gaddafi's forces launched a warplane that was shot down by the Allies?
Of course, we don't have airplanes. We are not violating the no-fly zone whatsoever. We are only responding to the air attacks that are killing our civilians in Tripoli, in Sirte, in Sabha, in Zwara, in Al Homs cities. And we are trying to protect our civilian population, nothing more.
What's the specific count of civilian deaths, sir?
We don't have the total number yet because the air strikes are continuing as we speak. I can hear it right now in the background. So we are having casualties every day. The question is why? Why do we need to have more people killed? Why don't we come to the ground and talk? One, the cost of one rocket is enough to fund many fact-finding missions.
Okay, why but Mr. Ibrahim, the allies have said if the Qaddafi's forces pull back from Misrata and Zintan and Benghazi, that then that's the moment at which they can stop the bombing of Qaddafi's forces. Is Qaddafi willing to do that?
These are our cities. We cleanse them from the gangs, and we are keeping peace and calm there, so we could help people go back to their normal lives.
Musa Ibrahim,
Musa
Ibrahim, could you give us the name of a family member that's had a casualty from the air bombardment?
Oh, of course I could. As a matter of fact, two of my cousins, one is an immediate cousin and one is a second-degree cousin, they were both killed at the civilian airport of Sirte,
right,
is about 450 kilometers. Someone
who's not a family member of yours personally, though?
Yes, of course. We have a list of the victims. As a matter of fact, in 2 hours'
time. If you have a list, how come you don't know the count?
Because it rises every single hour. It rises. The count is reaching 100. It rises every single hour. And in 2 hours' time, the journalists here, the foreign journalists, are visiting a cemetery and meeting with the families of many victims.
All right, that's some information there. The civilian death count, according to the official Libyan government spokesman, from the air bombardment of the Allies, approaching 100. Musa Ibrahim, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Musa Ibrahim there, live from Tripoli, Libya.